school building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. The Moon Landing, written by Matthew Kreiner, directed by Brian Gillespie, performed live at the Crane Theater, February 24th, 2019. It's just my job.
And everyone, if you look to the door on your left, behind this door, ambassadors from the space-faring nations of Russia, China, and America meet to discuss very important and urgent issues. Now, if you'll follow me down this hallway.
I can't get past level 6.
Just focus swiping the red beams.
Holy shit.
What?
Holy shit.
What?
Holy fucking shit!
Jesus Christ in a wheelbarrow, Ambassador Vladimir, what?
The Israelis.
Oh no, what did they do now?
Here, look at phone.
Oh no way.
Yes way.
Fake news.
I know fake news. We know fake news. Americans do not know real fake news. This is not fake news.
What is not fake news?
Ambassador, you.
Me?
Yes, you. Look at this. Tell me I'm wrong.
That's not possible.
Well, it's right here in black and white on my phone.
Your phone is in color.
Just because it is on the internet does not make it true.
I not read this on Facebook. This is New York Post!
What's the difference, really?
This is bad.
No fucking shit, it's bad.
Can you please calm down? You're acting like this is the wall coming down or...
How do we not know about this because goddamn New York Post?
Calm down. Calm? Good.
I am calm.
Well, thank you. Let's just listen to all the facts. Now.
I am Allison Adams, NPR News. The New York Post is reporting that the Israelis have launched a rocket through the SpaceX program that has the capabilities to launch an Indonesian satellite.
That's not the point.
And is estimated to touch down on the surface of the moon.
The moon.
The moon.
Oh, the moon.
On April 11th, they will join only 3 other countries to make a landing on our lunar satellite.
Russia.
China.
And America.
Except
none of us have actually landed on the moon.
Those fucking Israelis.
How is it even possible?
All that money we spent faking that landing, and all the future landings, and all those probes, the sets, the actors, the hush money, the craft services, it was all for nothing.
We have worked together so hard to back each other's claims.
Like that humans can't pass through the Van Allen belt and that they'd be fried to a crisp?
So we fabricated timetables that say we could pass through with only radiation sickness.
Or when you forgot there's no air in space and your stupid American flag was flapping also patriotically.
You also presented your flag as flapping. 2 countries, 2 enemies, proving that flags flap in space.
Or when our effects guys forgot to put the stars in the background.
Contrast, contrast. Now we doctor every space station picture to take out stars.
Oh, this is bad.
What are we going to do?
They're obviously going to know we faked it when they present the real photos of the moon.
The moon.
The moon.
With non-flapping flags.
And stars in the sky.
I don't even want to see their smug little faces when they...
Hello, everybody!
Hello, Ambassador Pincus.
How is everybody doing on this great, fruitful, amazing day?
We're just grand.
Charlotte, your hair is looking so healthy today. Ambassador Pincus Levy, let me be first to congratulate you on job well done.
Welcome to the team.
Oh, you saw the news, I take it, that we have launched into space? We're going to the moon! Oh, it's going to be great! Remember when you said, oh, this is our room? Sorry, Pincus, only moon-landed countries allowed. Maybe one day when your country can get it up.
Well, that one was me.
Well, here I am. Ambassador Pincus Avraham Schmeckel Levy of the Israel Space Agency is about to join your illustrious company in just a couple months. I'm very excited to hear what you all discuss in here.
A pleasure to have you too.
Yes, so happy for you.
Wait. Let's not put our polls before our votes. This is no easy feat. You still have to land on the moon.
The moon. Oh, we will land.
What about the Van Allen belt?
We have brilliant radiation deflectors and state-of-the-art cooling systems. It will be like the ship is passing through a tropical breeze.
And the timing window on atmosphere burnout?
I'm sure you know that your phone has the computing power to find a proper window, no?
Well, what about navigating the force of landing a craft in zero G, but stopping it so it doesn't get destroyed upon impact once it... The moon. Oh, quit that! Keeping it from getting destroyed.
Charlotte, you know how to land a ship on the moon, do you not?
Of course we do.
You seem like a very intelligent woman. You definitely didn't get a position like yours with those looks.
Excuse me?
So you know that there are many methods for landing craft on planetary satellites. This is your profession, right?
Right.
Right?
Yes, I know how to do my job. The thing I am saying right here isn't whether we can do it. We have all done it before, right?
Right.
Right.
The question is whether you can do it.
Oh, it will land. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have many reporters to talk to about our grand and historic accomplishment.
It's impossible. It'll never land.
I'm Shelley Haynes, and you're watching CNN's special coverage. 2 months ago, the Israeli Space Agency launched their spacecraft to the lunar surface. We are now receiving unprecedented live feed from the moon. The camera drone is exiting the craft, and we are seeing the familiar sight of the moon's surface, the gray rock, the cascading hills and craters.
Oh man, we are so screwed.
Are screwed.
Very screwed.
See, the drone is coming up on your landing sites. Oh, it is so exciting to finally be equals, right, Charlotte?
You got it, Pinches.
And there is your flag, Ambassador Vladimir. High five.
What?
And your wonderful flag, Ambassador Jan. Low five.
What the fuck?
Charlotte, I don't see your flag at your landing site. Where is your flag?
Oops.
Uh-oh.
Well, obviously, our flag must have been blown away by the wind.
The wind? On the moon?
Yeah, the space wind.
Yes, of course. Space wind. How silly of me. You are, after all, the expert in the area.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, fellow Chevarin. We have all done it. See you all at the future meetings.
What the fuck, guys? How are your flags there?
Oops.
About that.
Well.
We'd sort of.
We've all been to the moon.
The moon?
You've all what? But that's impossible. It's impossible to make it to the moon. There's no way.
Yes, of course. But there is.
We didn't want to hurt your feelings. We've all been there.
But how?
Perhaps you should invest more in the education of your people. You know, make actual scientific discoveries.
Don't worry. We will keep it secret. We are very good at keeping secrets.
Well, Zaichen!
До свидания!
Boop, boop.
I'm Lori Caitlin Torrey, and this is Fox News. The big surprise here is the missing American flag from the surface of the moon. China and Russia both appear to be present. We are reaching out for a comment about the status of America's presence on the moon.
The moon. The moon. The moon!
This has been The Moon Landing, written by Matthew Kreiner. Directed by Brian Gillespie, featuring Peter Coleman, Dana Moss, and Kat Plazas. Performed live as part of Radio Coat 24-Hour Newsroom in the 2019 Frigid Festival at the Crane Theater in New York City, February 24th, 2019. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.